Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Today we have an interesting topic. Interesting, right?
Very interesting. Flock with your own flock.
Flock with your own flock. Some of y'all flocking with the wrong flock, and you can't get nowhere because you're not with people that can push you. You need someone to be able to push you. Can you imagine being a dog born into a cat family?
I couldn't imagine.
Can you imagine how that is? Or being a dog for 2 years and then trying to join the cat family?
I couldn't imagine that.
There's some fights going on. Flocking with the own flock, and I understand why there's fights, why people are coming against you,
right.
Why you have so many haters that surround you that's supposed to be your friend because you're part of something you're not supposed to be a part of. Flock with your own flock.
Flock with your own flock.
Interesting. I'm so excited, Pastor. What about you?
I'm very excited about the topic tonight. I really want to hear from the listeners tonight because I think a lot of people, even including myself, either we are there or we have been there before, flocking with the wrong flock.
My Lord, my Lord. If you just stand tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about today, flock with your own flock. This show will make us to know and understand how important it is that we congregate with our kind, our own kind, so that we are prospering in the right direction. Again, let me repeat that we are prospering in the right direction, and we're wondering why we're not prospering and why things are not moving because we're with the wrong people. We're flocking with the wrong people. And then you say you have your certain type of friends that you hang out with when you want to do this and when you want to do that. When you're trying to get somewhere, you're supposed to surround yourself with people that are, they call them movers and shakers. So The importance here in flocking with your own flock is that you receive the nourishment of your mind, body, soul, and spirit to be successful in your in every area of your life and what you are called to do. And understand, flocking with the wrong flock can delay, and it can also eventually deny you of your destiny. If you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about flock with your own flock. And when you're amongst those that are not like you, not like-minded, you can grow. Even in the Bible, it says in the beginning, Genesis 1 and 25, if you go to Genesis 1 and 25, the Bible declares, and God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So God saw that his work was good, but people sometimes feel some type of way about God's creation and how it's supposed to move and go and why he made everything of his own kind so that they can help one another and grow in that God has created them to be. So they have to flock with their own kind, and that's why he had each and every different kind to be with their own kind. He didn't make chicken and eagle to be together. He didn't make a bird and turtle to be together. You know, he made each for its own kind, the seed for its own kind, and that's important. Here on the show, as we're talking about flock with your own flock, Pastor, what do you have to say about that?
I have to agree with you on that. People that are like-minded should be with like-minded people. Now, we're talking about flocking with your own flock. Now, imagine if you were a genius. I don't know who's a genius, but if imagine you were a genius, but you hung out with idiots. So I'm just gonna happen. We're just gonna keep it real. So something's gonna happen. Either the genius is gonna recruit the idiot over to being genius, or either is going to recruit the genius over being an idiot. And more than likely, it's always the latter end. Usually, if you're genius and you're trying to recruit somebody over to being it always happens the other way. You're wasting your time. It usually never happens that way. So definitely flock with your own flock. I've heard that the people that you hang around with, and I've seen this before, the people that you hang around with, you tend to start to act like them. You tend to start like them. You start to say the things that they say. I mean, of course, you know, you're hanging out. You're going the same places that they go. And you know that, you know what, that's just not like me, but I just want to fit in. You know, I want to fit in. I want to be a part of this group. Knowing that that's not the group for you. Flock with your own flock.
No matter what it costs. Flock with your own flock. Because I'm like that. You know, this to be fact, husband, that I'm like a sponge, and you say you're like, you're the moisture. And so I have to be careful who I'm around, because I will pick up, and that's just, you know, I eventually either start talking like you, and that's just a walking, like, I mean, I just pick up everything. So I have to, especially as a prophetess, I have to be careful who I am around and who I allow to even talk to me, to get in my gates, what I see, what I listen to. It's important as flocking with your own flock, because you'll notice people that you flock with, they'll be, y'all watching the same reality show, y'all got the same conversation, y'all doing the same thing. You run to them to find out how they do it, who they're doing it with, so you can do the same thing. And so now that's become an influence. So you all are looking alike. And so if you're saying, oh, my friend, she's smoking, you're trying to tell somebody you don't smoke, they're gonna assume that you're a smoker. If you're a prostitute,
amen.
If you're hanging out with prostitutes, they're going to think you're a prostitute.
Amen.
If you hang out with preachers, they're going to assume that you're a preacher. If you hang out with prophets, they're going to assume that you're a prophet. So you got to hang out with your own flock, because you're going to start looking like that you say that you're not, because you're hanging around them, and before you know it, you become the product of your environment, of your atmosphere. So with my husband, I have to be careful. He'll do things, and then I'll bring it back to him. He's like, don't steal that. That's mine. You know, I have to be really, really careful with who I'm around. And sometimes you just got to flock by yourself. Is that true? Can you flock by yourself? Yeah, you can flock by yourself.
Per se, I guess you can. I guess you can, you know, flock by yourself. You know, you just brung something to my mind here, beautiful wife. You brung something to my mind. You know, at some point in my life, and some point in your life, you wasn't sure about who you were. You wasn't the person that you are now. Now, what I found out that when you have things, or when you have old friends, they tend to not want to let you go. They tend not to want to see you become the person that you are. Not only that, they don't even believe that you are the person that you say you are today, because they remember how you used to be. They remember when we used to go all these places and the things you used to do, and they're going to remind you of these things, of these places, of these people every single time. It's like you can never find yourself being in that place where, you know, I just want to leave that behind. See, when you're holding on, you know, to that thing that you used to be, or you're holding on to those people that used to be, oh, they would definitely keep you in that place to where you're trying to leave that flock, but you still in that flock because they're going to pull you back there. Amen.
They're definitely going to try to do that. And some people, they can get you around, they act like they are happy for you, you know. And we said this the other day, and we're going to have a show coming up there. They love what you have, but they hate that you got it. And those people are in your flock that you're flocking with.
My Lord.
You know, and eventually they will show themselves who they really are. So you got to be really, really careful who you're flocking with, because you may be flocking with your enemy. You may be flocking with the one that's going to stab you in the back, you know, the one that you're telling all your deep secrets to, and they're just waiting for an opportunity to use that against you. Remember when you was like that? Remember when you did that? Well, God has called me. God has called me not only just up, but he called me out. He called me up and called me out of the situation. He's called me to walk in a different light, to come out of darkness and to walk into light. So now that I'm walking in light and my flock was walking in darkness, and they were okay with walking in and living and operating in darkness, but now that God has made me the light, they're not ready for the light. So now they're coming against me because they can't stand the light. So now you are the light of that flock, and now it's time for you to go so you can grow. And some people don't want to go so they can grow because they got comfortable with that is surrounding them, because people, they become intimidated by the flock.
Amen.
Flock with
Amen.
Your own flock. Who you flocking with? If you're just not tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about flock with your own flock. If you're trying to get somewhere, if you want to be a cook, are you going to go hang out at the football field and try to play football? If you're trying to be something,
right,
don't you go hang out and be a part of that you're trying to be? If you want to get in radio, don't you go to school for broadcasting to get in there? You don't go to school and take a cooking class when you're talking about you want to be a journalist.
Right.
You know, so you got to flock with your own
Amen.
Flock. You got to go in for what you're trying to be and do. You know, you're wasting your time being somewhere that's not going to get you to where you're trying to get to. If you want to be a barber or a hairstylist, are you going to go to barber school or are you going to go to cooking school? I mean, which one you going to do? So you got to be amongst your people. You go, and that's why they got professionals. You become a professional in that because you're
Amen.
Around you around that of that particular industry so that you can prosper in that area. So now you're surrounding yourself with people in that industry so you can become that you're destined for, that you set your goal to be. And the only way to do that is to surround yourself with like-minded people. Even when I got in ministry, I had to surround myself with like-minded people, other prophets, other pastors. You know, when you want to go to a conference, if they got a conference for people that like, let's say, for instance, when they have a conference, people are into computers. You find everybody there are into computers. You know, they have a geek conference, and you find everybody that's a geek. So they're flocking together. They have something in common. So you say pastors, and you have a conference of pastors. So everybody there, you assume that are pastors. Or you have a conference of prophets. You assume that are prophets because you need to be poured into. And if you're in a flock of people that's not pouring into you what you need, then you're gonna end up being toxic. So now you fill yourself with a lot of toxins, with something that you don't need, that you cannot use for where you're going. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Again, if you just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we are talking about flock with your own flock. Today, we're so excited. We have Prophetess LaWanda Holtz on the show. We're so excited. Psalmistress, I mean, I'm excited about this young woman that's
Amen.
Coming on the show. God has truly moved in her life, and God has truly brought her out and up the situations and circumstances. I mean, she's just a fighter. I'm excited about bringing her on today. And, I'm excited. I'm always excited about God's people and God's work and what God is doing in people, especially our people and those that believe. And I do want to say this before we bring our guests on, is that there's a time that we can flock with people that are not in our flock, and the only time is when they receive. We become one when we become in Christ. When you become in Christ, then you can flock together. when you become in Christ, you're able to flock with those people that's not in the same lineup as you are, living the same way that you are. But when they receive Christ, we become one, and now we can flock together. But because we became one in Christ, the Bible declares that in 2 Corinthians 6:14, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? So we have to be careful who we yoke ourselves with. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked. So we're definitely today is just a great topic for us to be able to talk to people and understanding that, you know, making sure that you're with the right people that's going to pour into you all that you need to get to where you're going, somebody that's going to push you and encourage you every step of the way, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank God. I'm so grateful. At this time, we're going to bring on our guest, LaWanda Holtz. Ms. Holtz, if you're on, we're bringing you on now. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the show, the
hello.
Preacher and the pastor. How you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
We thank God for you.
Amen.
We thank God for you. How are you today? Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
Yes, we're so happy to have you on the show today. And we just want to tell the people about who you are in ministry and what God has done for you. I had an opportunity to meet you, and I'll talk about how I met you and how I knew who God called you to be.
Wow. I'm just, my name is LaWanda Holtz. I'm originally from Jonesboro, Louisiana. I grew up a little girl in the church, in ministry, been in ministry all my life, singing. That's the name of God has given me, prophetic worshiper. And throughout the years, even as a little girl, I was thinking about the times that God, he reminded me of the times that he would have me singing the word as a child. And I didn't understand what I was doing as a child. So being a psalmist for the Lord, you know, he had me going all over the world singing. And I'm so grateful for that. But I'm just a servant. I just want to be a servant. I want to be used by God, helping his people get to him. You know, that's my call.
Yes.
I love evangelizing. And just want people to know who God really is, because he's been so awesome to me. And, just telling them about the goodness of the Lord and what he'll do for you when you say yes to him and yes to his will.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So that's what I'm just a servant to be used by the Father.
Amen, amen. So you say you always grew up in the church. So did you always know you had a calling on your life?
Yes. Even as a little girl, I would have dreams and visions. And I would tell my mom was a minister as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, we grew up, we didn't know nothing but church, you know. I would try to go out to the club, and I'd be going to the club, and somebody said, what you doing up here? You're a church girl. You know, so what's in you is just in you. You know, you can't apologize for what God has put in us. So even as a little, young lady growing up, the call of God has been on my life. So I knew even as a, and I didn't know who I really was until I moved to Houston, and God put me around the right flock to impart it to me even the more. From what my mother, you know, the foundation had been laid. Thank God for all the awesome women of God, the women and men of God that he put in my life to be. They saw what was in me to push me and thrust me. And, you know, for that I'm truly grateful. So it was when I came to Houston that I knew I was crazy from what the things that God showed me.
Amen.
I thank God for these veterans, these generals that have poured into my life. Yes.
Amen. And it's something that go ahead, husband.
Miss LaWanda, we really appreciate you being on the show here. And I'm here listening of how you say you how you came up in the church, and you have always known that you had a special calling on your life. And you said that it was important. It was important, you know, for you to be with the right flock. Can you think of a time to where you knew that you were with the wrong flock?
Yes, it was no growth. I was just and I thank God for, you know, it was just like I was I knew that it was more that God was requiring of me. And I just couldn't settle. You know, when you taste and see that the Lord is good, you just can't settle for just anything. Anything can be brought to you, you know. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? It's something I know is more. It's more, Lord. I'm so hungry. I'm thirsty, Lord. And when you ask the Lord to take you higher and deeper, you know, I had to leave, I was grateful for what the foundation. I was grateful for what I've learned, but I knew that it was more. And I thank God for bringing me to a place where I can learn of Him in a different, in a whole new way. And for that I'm truly, truly grateful. But I just knew it was more in me. My spirit man was just yearning and hungry. And I'd be up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning reading my word. Just, Lord, I know it's more. I know it's more. And that's what I wanted.
Yes.
And I thank God that I taste and see that the Lord is good. And I just tell you, look, when you don't milk, you own milk. But when you own some caviar, it's just.
Come on now.
You know, it's a whole other taste. You know, not caviar.
Yes, it
taste,
is.
You know. But it's just a different flavor that I knew that I needed, but I won't ever forget my foundation.
Amen. Yes. And we know that you're a singer. We're going to ask you to give us a little something later in the show. I definitely want the people to hear your voice. We have the board is lit up. People are tuning in online as well. And if you want to be a part of this conversation today, please press 1. Flock with your own flock. You on the Preach and the Pastor show. We're talking with Prophetess and one of the hosts. We thank God for you. And we have to understand it's not just ministry preaching in the pulpit, but there's ministry in music. We minister in music, which brings healing. It brings deliverance. That brings freedom,
Amen.
You know, breakthrough in ministering through music and having that prophetic on your voice to be able to release the captives and to set people free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I know that anointing is on your voice. From the first time I met you, the Bible declares the prophet is subject to the spirit of the prophet. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So I knew when I met you that you were a prophet. And people ask, well, how do you know that? It's going to ignite that spirit in you that's operating in you that is of a prophet. And I will know it because it's going to ignite in me. So when I met you, I knew when you gave that word, it was ignited in me that, okay, she's a prophet, not a false prophet. It was resonating what God was already saying, and it must come to pass. So that you spoke to me that day definitely came to pass when you said he's already here. Let me tell you something. And I'm just going to tell you how I met her. It was just, I don't even say by chance. I believe every meeting is divine, it's a divine meeting, you know, divine connections by God. Though I came in one way and God saw fit for me to meet you that day, you had a word for me, you had something for me, you had a gift for me. And you was like, God told me to give you this, all things new. And about my husband, you said, he's already here. I had got the prophecy 2 or 3 times already. And then you gave it. And that the prophecy that the other prophets were giving to me is that he's on his way. Your husband is on his way. He's on his way. And then the day I was sitting in your chair to do my hair, because I said, God told me not to cut my hair. And no one could just do my hair. And the person to do my hair, their hands had to be anointed. No, that just anyone could be in your head. So it had to be the right person. So I was brought to you. And when you touch my head, I say, oh, my God, you know what? This woman is anointed and she's called, you know, from the time you touch, you put your hand on my head. And I haven't let nobody touch my head all the time since I've been called into ministry. So when you gave me the word that my husband was already here, I had just met my husband probably the day before or that day or something. And then the next time I came the next week, I said, guess what? You are right, and I'm marrying him. You know, I'm about to get married. And it was just like that. You know, he's already here. Now it's the time. And then you gave me a gift. I had on a certain type of shirt, and it's just not like a black shirt or a white shirt. It wasn't a common color shirt. And someone had given you something, and you said, I didn't take it home for a reason, and the Holy Spirit was telling you to give it to me and all things new. And if I tell you all, everything that she said came to pass, that's how you know, not just because those things came to pass, but it must come to pass if a prophet speaks it. And though you spoke it, it was established in the earth. So we do have to be careful what we say, you know, even as prophets. And I decree and declare right now the word of God that you are a prophetess. And God is definitely using you. And I just thank God for you. You know, in that time, I tried to spirit by the spirit and knew without you telling me, because you didn't tell me, oh, I'm a prophetess. That's not something you said. You wasn't trying to wear a title. Yes. You didn't have a shirt. Yes. You didn't have a plaque on. You know, you didn't have something posted up. I'm the prophet. You know, like some people, they want to wear that title everywhere they go. But you were more about just serving God. You're like, I'm a servant of God. You know, you never said, I'm a prophetess. Yes. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm there. You never did that. You know, you never boast and brag about the gift that God had given you. You were just honored by honor that God chose you, and that's, you're just a humble. You have an humble spirit, a sweetness about you. So I just love you, and I just thank God for you and what God is doing in you. We're so excited. But we have people on the line that definitely either they want to ask a question for me, the pastor, or for you. So we're going to bring in one of our callers. We have two people here that wants to chime into the conversation. Welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Last four digits of your number is 9610. How are you?
How you doing? This is Leo Rich. How y'all doing up there?
We're doing good.
Right.
How you doing, Leo?
Good. How you doing, Leo?
I'm doing so good. I love the topic today. It's so good. It got me reflecting on my life and everything. I love it.
Amen. Amen. Right. Did you have a question for our guest, or did you have a question for me or my husband on today's show?
I have a question for the guest. Have you ever been humbled from when you was hanging out with the wrong flock, and what happened? What specific situation happened? Did God ever had to humble you back down where you thought you was too high, hanging out with the wrong flock?
Yes. You know, it's like when you're a baby in Christ, that I won't say arrogance, but you can think that you'd have done a ride, and God have to just like, hold up, sit down. You know, so I would sit down. Y'all set me down for a season. So, you know, have to let me know, hey, listen, you have not arrived. I need you to stay humble. Stay humble. And even to the point of being broken, where you have to walk in true forgiveness. You know, so that's what God had me to just sit down. He had me sit down for a season. And then I let me back out.
Hey,
so, yeah, I got fucked up thinking that I don't arrive, and you know, not looking down on anybody. Now, it wasn't none of that, but it was just thinking that I knew so much more. You know, I've always remained teachable. I thank God for that. I've always remained teachable, but I knew that it was a self-righteousness going on. And God was
my Lord.
I need you to sit down for a season. And so, yes, that has happened to me. And I thank God for the breaking, because through the breaking, it's making me be who He has called me to be for such a time as this.
Amen. All right, that was a good question, Leo, because to be honest about that, because God will show you, hold on, it is not you that's doing, it's me. Let me sit you down and show you. That you say you won't do, let me show you how easy it is for you to be caught up in the same thing that someone else is doing. Hallelujah. All right, Leo, thank you so much for calling me, and please continue to listen into the show. We got more to come. We're excited. We have Prophetess LaWanda Holtz on the show, Psalmstress. We definitely want to hear her voice, that anointed voice. You know, I'm just excited. All right, Leo, thank you so much for chiming in.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, we have a caller here. Caller, last four digits of your number is 5453. You're on the Preacher and the Pastor. Hello? Caller, you're on. Last four digits of your number is 5453. Hello? Okay, they're not saying anything, so we'll go ahead and put them back on mute here. If you're just now tuning in to the show, we're talking about our topic is flock with your own flock. We are Prophetess LaWanda Holtz on the show. We're so excited. Pastor, do you have anything else you want to say reference to this topic to our guest on tonight?
I do. Flock, definitely flock with your own flock. Make sure you are around like-minded people. There's so many times, you know, that we be in the wrong place, we be with the wrong people, and we would listen to them. But see, what God wants us to do is make sure that we are yielding to the Holy Spirit. Make sure you are following the Holy Spirit. When you say that you are in Christ, what it means that you are a follower of Christ. That's what it means to be Christian.
that you are a follower of Christ, you know, we're in his body. You know, we need to yield to the Holy Spirit and not doing things or going places or hanging out with people and thinking that, you know, that the Holy Spirit is following us. You know, that's one of the things, you know, that we definitely need to keep in mind. And even just talking about this topic, flocking with your own flock, when you know the calling on your life, sometimes, you know, I heard she said she was from Jonesboro, Louisiana, and by way, you know, she ended up out here in Houston. At some point in time, yeah, she knew that there was another place. You knew that there was another place that God had for you. So you was listening, yeah, and that, I believe that's what brought you here. That's what brought you here to Houston, because you know you were supposed to be here in Houston. You know you're, yeah, supposed to be in Houston because of the assignment for your life. I have that same testimony. I'm from Louisiana. I'm from just north of there. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. And that same type thing, I hear you say that. I hear you say that, you know, that that you moved here. But the same thing, I was listening to the Holy Spirit, and I moved out here, as a 18, 19-year-old, somewhere around there. And I knew I was supposed to be here. I was listening to what the Holy Spirit said. He was guiding me to be here. And I stayed here, and, you know, it's the same. It's flocking with your own flock. You know, be with that are like you. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's so important. And also listening to what God is saying. And I like the fact that, you know, that you can be honest. Because one thing, God knows everything about us. And when we can be naked with God, we can go before God naked with all that we have, yeah, revealing ourselves, because he already knows. He can truly help us and bring us out, because a lot of times there are strongholds, even in our flock, there are strongholds and soul ties with these people.
Oh, yes.
And we can't get to where we're trying to go. We're trying to appease the people, appease who we're with, you know, and afraid of what they're going to say and what they're going to do. And not so much concern about the one that gives life and death, one that,
yeah,
can take it away,
mm-hmm,
you know. And so we just we have to make sure we have our mind in the right place. And when we're asking God to position us, you know, and not for man to position us, but asking God for positioning. That's so important, divine positioning, and not that of the worldly,
yeah,
things, but what God, you know, kingdom, you know, to be kingdom-minded, you know, being kingdom builders. And what does that mean? You know, not just reading the word, but understanding what the word is saying, and then allowing the word to take root and manifest in us and be a part of us. And now we can operate outside the flock, because some people need somebody to be able to move, and God is trying to move you,
yeah,
himself. God is trying to take you out and move you, you know, like Abraham. He told Abraham to go so you can grow. He said, leave your kindred, leave your people, leave the,
yeah,
land so I can bless you. And not only that, I'm going to change your name. I'm going to bless you in the move, and I'm going to bless you in the name change. Hallelujah. So we just have to understand, sometimes we got to get away from that's,
yeah,
familiar. And some of us are in churches, we can't grow. Our growth is stunted. We can't grow no more. There's no more growth there. Now we in the church of chickens. And a lot of people think we go to church and they're eagles. Everybody's an eagle. No, you got a lot of chickens, even chickens in the pulpit, and even chickens that are operating with their head cut off. So you know that chickens, mm-hmm, and eagles, they don't flock together. There's, you know, so we have to make sure we know we need to be in our lane of operating. Hallelujah. We thank God. I don't want to start preaching, because we do have a part of the show that's called Preach Preacher, and I'm going to say, you know, say it for that part. But Prophetess Amanda,
yeah,
we know you have an anointed voice. We know God has called you to minister in music and other ways as a prophetess as well. Because people think prophecy,
mm-hmm,
is just someone telling you, oh, God is going to do this, you're going to get this, and God's going to do that. But prophecy is also in ministering. When you minister,
yeah,
when you get, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying, when you minister, when you pray for people, that's prophesying. You prophesy, you speak things over their life as a prophet. When you speak things over their life for it to come to pass, you intercede for them, because God hears his prophet. God speaks to his prophets. So when you're praying for a person, you're prophesying. I speak blessings over your life. I speak deliverance over your life in the name of Jesus Christ, and it shall be done. That's prophecy. That's prophecy.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we have Prophetess of One, the host, songstress, what do you call, prophetic, anointed, All that. If you're tuning in, we're just having a really good time, Lord. We're having a Holy Ghost time. We're having a Holy Ghost time here. And we just thank God. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here today.
Yes.
And we're so grateful. We want to give you an opportunity. We're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to come back. We want to hear your voice. Is that okay with you, Pastor?
Ma'am.
Is it okay? You give us a little something, something. We want to hear your voice. Let the people hear your voice. We got people tuning in all over, and we want them to hear your voice and what God has done in that anointed voice of yours. All right. We'll be right back, you all. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Prophet of the Wonder Hope here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're going to hear the angelic voice that breaks chains, that destroys yokes, the voice that actually sets the captives free, the voice that brings deliverance, the voice that brings healing, the voice that God has given, that anointed voice to speak.
Hallelujah.
And it shall be done. In Jesus' name, again, it's the Preaching and the Pastor Show. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Welcome back to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Today we have our special guest, Prophetess of Wonder Hope, Psalmstress. Oh, woman of God, I'm just so excited about you. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Oh, my God.
Amen. Glory to God. So let me introduce everyone to, well, okay, what should I say? I'm going to introduce you to the world today. And we want you to say whatever heart, whatever song is on your heart that you're led to sing to the people, let it flow. Let it flow.
Yes, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, God. I glorify your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To your name, God. Glory to your name. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. Oh, I'm not too late. Lord, give me you.
Well,
Lord,
sure.
Give me you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. Oh, it's not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Just hit me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. Give me you. Lord, give me you. Just hit me, oh Lord. I am on my knees. Give me you. Lord,
yes,
give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, I want only you. Give me you. Lord, give me you. I can't make it without you, Lord. Lord, give me you. Because it's me, oh Lord. I am on my knees, crying out to you. Give me you, Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. That's my heart's cry tonight. Give me you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Got me singing. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, it's me. Hallelujah. My. Give me you. I can't stop. That's my song. Lord, give me you. Oh, Lord, give me you. Deliverance, healing, breakthrough, freedom. Hallelujah. Give me
you.
Yes, God. Right now, God. Only you, God.
Oh,
My Lord. Right now, God. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh God,
we thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
We
thank you for your protection, God. Thank you for the blood, oh God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. I know on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, everybody, can I shut up my heart?
Right now, God. Heal right now, God. There's someone on the line tonight that needs healing right now, God. In their body, in their mind, in their situation, oh God. Lord, fix that is broken right now, oh God. Make it a child, oh God, on tonight, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. That is already done. We want to say thank you. No more of the past hurt and pain. No more will we go through what we went through before. No more will we talk about our own talk, oh God. No more will we allow the enemy to come in and have his way. No more will we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your victory on tonight. Some of y'all are waiting for the victory. God said it's already done. Victory is yours. Receive it. Take it. It belongs to you. Your name is on it. Receive your victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we just want to say, if you just know who you are, oh, God has said, He knows your name. There's a purpose for your life. God has chosen you. Walk in your Walk in right
now. Don't wait for man to say it's time. God has said it's time.
Did you stand up? Did you stand on His word? That time had it on Shaka. That time had it on Shaka. No more. Glory to your name, God. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We just want to say
thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this time, oh God. Thank you for revelation and knowledge on tonight, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We know that it's you that is in us, oh God, that He that's greater than the world, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we don't have to fear, because the Bible declares that perfect love casts out all fear. So we don't have the spirit of fear.
Yes, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah to your name. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, God. If you're just now tuning in to the show on tonight, we just letting the Holy Spirit have this way. If you're just now tuning in to the show on tonight, we have been by our phone on tonight or on the extra site. We just want to tell you that God is allowing God to have His way in your life. It's the way to go. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we know right now that deliverance is available. Salvation is available right now.
Right now.
You need to decide who you going to serve, man, or you going to serve God. You need to decide on tonight, or you going to worry about what man say, or you going to worry about what God is saying and what God is telling you to do in this season that's going to take you, that's going to force you into your destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be right back here. We'll be right back here on the preacher and the pastor. We're going to let the Holy Spirit just have His way. Sit on this, Holy Spirit. Move on us right now. Move on.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight? Show your love.
Yes, I'm free. Victory, victory. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show, we have our special guest, the one that hosts on the show. Pastor, have your way.
Oh, yes. Prophetess, the one that hosts, I just want to say thank you. You blessed so many hearts tonight with your voice. There's ministry that's in your voice. You know, when you open up your mouth, you know, something came out. Something happened to me when you were singing. You know, I just thank God for you, and I thank God, you know, for allowing God to use you. You know, when you were singing, there was something that was happening in your life. There was something that was happening. There was some things that were holding you, and they were just being loose. I can just see, right, the Holy Spirit was moving, and these things were just coming off of you. You were coming out of these things. You were coming out of these situations. You was making a decision. You was making a decision to yield to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank God. Thank God for you. Keep on doing that. If you do anything in your life, keep on following God. Keep on following the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's the right choice. That is the way. That is the way. That's what it means to be in Christ. You know what I'm saying? You know, to follow and let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let him be your guide. It's not about what your friends or what your fellow co-workers. It's not about what they say and where they trying to lead you. Because the only place that a man can lead you is to death and destroy. You're going to mess up. Just let the Holy Spirit use you.
Amen. Well said, Pastor. Well said, Pastor. Again, we thank you, Prophetess LaWanda, for being on the show. And just calling you, I know you don't go by titles and everything. I'm just calling you with us, said the Lord, that you are his prophetess. You are God's prophetess. You've been called to this country. You've been called to go out. You've been called, you know, not just in the four walls of the church. You've been called to go out and give the word of God. And so we just thank God for you. We want to definitely pray for you. Father God, we ask that you strengthen your daughter right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we pray for more mercy and grace upon your prophetess, oh God. Lord, we ask right now, Father God, that you would give her sight to see beyond the natural into the supernatural, and hearing beyond the hearing of the natural into the supernatural on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let there be elevation, oh God. Lord, take her from glory to glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for open heaven over our life today, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour out blessings that she won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack of the enemy, every plot, plan, and scheme, every net system, entanglement, in the name of Jesus. Any words of deception by the enemy, we come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that it is dead, it is destroyed. We uproot every seed of the enemy that's been planted to cause chaos and destruction, misunderstandings right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. It is done, it is well. You are good, you're coming out. Matter of fact, you're already out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're in your season of record-breaking miracles in your peace, your joy, your happiness, your finances, in your support and in your marriage, in the name of Jesus Christ, save us upon your life. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Prophetess, before we let you go, Prophetess LaWanda, if we want you to speak what's on your heart right now. We have a segment in the show that's called Preach Preacher. So we're going to give you 2 to 3 minutes to preach what God is putting on your heart right now, what the Holy Spirit is saying to his people through you tonight. Now is your time.
Yes.
Amen.
When I woke up this morning, I just heard the Lord, one word, timing. And when I said, okay, Lord, time, and he would say, there's a time. He took me into Ecclesiastes 3, and, 1 through 8, and he was talking about there's a time and season for everything. And so I knew, like, even the times that we were, how a text tonight was about being with the right flock. There's a time, you can even be with the right flock at that right time, but when that season is over, except in the seasons. You know, that time was just over. You know, so he was just dealing me on timing, timing and seasons. There's a time and season for things. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. So just embracing the new season and the timing of God and walking in the timing of God, not moving out the timing of God.
Oh,
so that's where, and so that's where he was dealing me on this morning when I woke up, and that was the first word that he gave me. It's about, he just said the word timing. So, and so I just say to the people of God, don't move out of God's timing. Know the timing of the Lord for you.
Amen.
And know when the time is up, God will make it. Sometimes it can be rough, and sometimes it needs a smooth transition. But just don't move out of season, but in the timing of the Lord. And embrace the seasons of the Lord, because this is a season of change that we're going through. It's so uncomfortable, but it's necessary. Even in the midst of the season that we're going through, even now, I'm seeing the hand of God upon this season. I'm blessed more than I was ever blessed. You know, I'm seeing overflow. I'm seeing blessings, supernatural miracles and signs and wonders. We just come out of Passover, and I'm just seeing that how the Lord's hand is moving in this time and season of our life, those that's under the blood. So that knowing that you're flocking with the right flock. You know, that's what the word of God is for me. Just knowing, I remember posting on Sunday, but I love to see people happy and succeeding. You know, life is a journey, not a competition, but knowing the timing of
it's
the
true.
Lord.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all have a journey. You know, but just know that stay in the will of God. That's all. So that's what I was
saying. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for you being on the show. May God continue to bless you and be with you. And I definitely know this will not be the last time that we'll be hearing from you on the Preacher and the Pastor show. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. You all, if you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about flock with your own flock. We have a few minutes left in the show, actually 3 minutes left. Pastor, food for thought. Give the people food for thought as we close out for tonight, for we are the Gospel Public Ministries.
You know what? I just want to say thank God, you know, for Prophet LaWanda Ho. You know, I had food for thought for tonight, and she definitely is using her calling, because she's just stepping all over food for thought for tonight. I mean, I had it written down here. She was just all over it, all over it. So I'm trying, to get a little bit of what she's going to say right now. food for thought for tonight. This is the year 2020. This is the year of clarity. This is the year of clarity. Live clarity. You will see things this year like you have never seen before. There would not be no not understanding what it is that God has for you to do in your life. It's very clear. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be giving birth. Men and women are going to be giving birth. There are some things that's on the inside of you that you didn't even know that was on the inside of you. This is the year 2020. This is a year of clarity. These things are about to come out. You know, God is ready to use his children. He's ready to use. He already placed these things on the inside, and it's ready to come out. One of the most important questions that you can ask yourself as a Christian is, God, what is it that you want me to do? That's one of the most important things you can ask, you know, as a Christian, is, God, what is it you want me to do? Because in that moment when you ask God, what is it that you want me to do, he will start showing you what his will for your life. That's a little food for thought for tonight.
Amen. We definitely thank Prophetess the one to host again on tonight. Thank you, Pastor, for the food for thought. We definitely can eat off that. Whether you're on milk or you're on meat, we can definitely eat off that, the way you chop that up for us. We thank God again. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 346-719-3349. We're in the highways and byways. We come out the four walls and bring the church to the street, for we are the church. Tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the Preaching the Pastor show. Tomorrow night's topic is identifying the thief in your life with our special guest, Overseer Joseph Gwynn. So we're definitely excited about that. Again, may God bless you and all that's listening on tonight, those who are needing healing. I decree and declare healing over you right now. May peace be your portion. May healing be your portion. May deliverance be your portion. May freedom be your portion. Blessings and favor be your portion. And divine protection be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we love you. God bless you. We are the Preacher and the Pastor. Baby, I love you. God bless you.
I love you too, babe.
Until next time.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody.